it was a section just for Disney people. You could tell because like the person behind me is wearing a Tigger jacket and someone's got a Mickey Mouse shirt on. And the whole section was just people who got these discount tickets from Disney. Not big mistake, but a very odd mistake because you get down to like the concourse area where the other people are. And like all you saw was camouflage and bright orange, and it was very Biflo-esque, very very different scene down there in the concourse than it was up in our little haven of Mickey Mouse shirts.
Did you see many women with a dip in their mouth?
Yeah, the wife beaters, extra large wife beater with the boob hanging out the side.
Was
Yeah,
there guys that were obviously half the weight of their wife?
yes, with pants drawn up, but no butt.
Were there like three or five kids in tow, one of them missing a shoe, all had dirty faces?
Yes, dirty faces and wife beaters also in flip flops. Wearing two left flip flops, and the other one was wearing two right flip flops.
Were any of the kids on a leash, like you occasionally see in theme parks?
No, I didn't see that. But yeah, a lot of flannel shirts. A lot of camouflage, a lot of bright orange ball caps, and yeah, different stuff like that. It was a different world down there in the concourse.
Nice. I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, guys, Both Mics, the show about nothing and everything. That over there is Mike Sofka.
And that over there is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
We are. Welcome to show number 169 of Both Mics. Heard everywhere podcasts can be heard. You name it, we're there. Check them all out. I'm sure we got them listed all over the screen. We are a podcast, and you can listen. How you doing, Mr. Sofka? How's things?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Got a headache. Getting old. Suck.
No.
Nah, it's a trap. Don't do it. Yeah, but I always have a headache. It's just a matter of when it's worse and when it's not. But I always got a headache. Ears are always winging. Back is always hurting.
So. Yeah, that's getting old, dude. You're old.
By the minute.
Yeah.
Got sunburned last week at Xander's flag football game. 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And it
no
wasn't,
hat?
No, dude. It wasn't hot. So I was like, as long as I'm not sweating, I don't wear a hat. But tomorrow I'm going to have to wear a hat because, yeah, my scalp is peeling with flesh of it. And it's disgusting. So,
you're gonna have one of those multicolored forehead things going on in a few years. Like, there's all different colors there.
Like age spots.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm getting that already, dude. The Mr. Burns, the Mr. Burns look.
Yeah.
It's happening, bro.
Oh my god.
Not a fan.
But so we talked about the. Our alien update stuff, which we were kind of slack and we were talking. I do have some more alien update stuff here.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Busy week at the planetarium?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Elon Musk, of course, he's an alien. Elon Musk will share Twitter ad revenue, but only with creators who pay for Twitter Blue.
Nice.
So you pay $8 a month.
Wow, okay.
That gives you the blue check mark, and you're subscribing to Blue.
Wow.
And he said Legacy, which are verified check marks from in the past, will be going away in a few months.
Okay.
Now, if you go right through Twitter, you can buy this check mark and your status for $8 a month. But if you go through Apple's app or Google Play, they're going to charge you $11 a month because they got to get paid in the middle there. The cheapest version is an annual subscription directly from Twitter for $84.
That's a $12 discount. How kind of him. All right, yeah, Twitter's done. Twitter's done.
I don't think so. Important. I don't think it will be.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities go with Twitter for the fact that they can be verified and, you know, that it's not a fake account. So if he's going to do away with that, he's going to do away with a stronghold of people there alone, you know?
They're mostly bots, Mike. They're usually not even people. The people that their names on them aren't even running the shit. They don't even know what's said on it half the time.
I don't know about that. You're talking about, like, pick Taylor Swift. Her Taylor Swift's Twitter account is run by a bot.
She has people that run things for her. They plug vital information into a system and it automatically generates tweets. There's too many people to reach to have missteps or have her be drunk in the middle of the night and fucking start texting lyrics to a new song she hasn't produced. You know what I mean? I mean, I just...
I can see her having a person to take care of it, but I don't know about a bot.
She doesn't tweet. She tweets, but she doesn't tweet. Somebody that works for her tweets.
How about the weatherman for Wesh News? If he's verified, he has a bot too?
That's probably correct, and that's probably him. See, there's differences. It's a case-by-case situation.
Yeah.
But most of the people that are big time and using as a money center, those days are gone because it's all bots. It's all fake, dude. It's all Mike is number one, dude. It's all fake.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even bother with it to begin with. I got better things to do. So I think it's bad news, you know. To unverify your wheelhouse there, your celebrities, to kind of give them a little kick in the pants, and then to make people have to pay for it, you know, like everything else, you pay for your TV, pay for radio now, yeah, pay for multiple phones. That's another thing.
They got us by the short and curlies, Mike. That's the system.
Just another way to drain the pockets.
Well, there's something else called Twitter Space. You know what Twitter Space is?
Is that MySpace for Twitter?
It's a meeting type place. It's like a Zoom type thing, like we're doing. But it's like a
Zoom meeting?
Yeah, kind of like that, but on Twitter. But it's, I don't know. I've never used it. Everybody's picture shows up, who's in it, yada, yada. Long story short. Musk trolled a Twitter Space thing because there was a meeting. See, a lot of the people in charge of the narratives in this country, like if you go to our YouTube page, I'm surprised it's still up, but our introductory video shows you all the newscasts reading the same friggin' script. And this is just so happens throughout the country on the same days talking about fake news and follow us because we don't, you know, everybody's reading the same script. That's what's funny about it. Well, Twitter has been exposed for creating the narratives behind the C-19 situation, behind the 2020 election. If you look closely, there's this thing called Twitter Space, and that's where these journalists who are being run by the MSM, mainstream media, their bosses, and being led by other people like George Soros and et cetera, they have their little private meetings. So Musk busted in on one of their meetings. After banning journalists from the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and elsewhere last night, this is according to boingboing.net. That's a name, huh? Elon Musk hopped into a Twitter Space chat being held by other journalists discussing the bans. He reiterated his claim that posting publicly available data about air travel, such as Musk's private jets in doxing, Drew Harwell of the Washington Post banned by Musk from Twitter, but evidently not from Twitter Spaces. Asked him how difficult follow-up question. Drew Harwell said, "You are suggesting that we're sharing your address, which is not true. And you're suggesting that we're posting." And Elon said, "Yes, it is true." And Harwell said, "I never posted your address." And Elon says, "You posted a link to the address." And Harwell said, "In the course of reporting about ElonJet, we posted links to ElonJet, which were now not online, now a banned Twitter account." Anyway, the space they were in was abruptly shut down after that. So I find it quite humorous. It's almost like he's trolling people. He's like, you people have used this You people have lied on this. You people have corruption so deep it's not even funny. He has it all in black and white. And now all these reporters are talking about him on another one of his formats here, Twitter Spaces, and he busted them all and fucking just shut it down. I think it's funny. I think it's great. It's a private company. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. So.
You don't think that's funny? That he totally boned them like that, busted in on their shit, kicked in the door. That's like I don't know, maybe you're not getting along with your parents and they said not to have people over at the house, and now you have people at the house and they come home and there's people at the house. It's a very uncomfortable exchange. It's a very uncomfortable situation. Have you ever had that?
Well, yeah. And yeah, would they ask you for trouble by using that platform? You know, why not use Teams, Microsoft Teams, or Zoom like we do? It, you know, I don't know. Kind of.
They're trying to rub it in his face. They're trying to, oh, look, I'm still here, yada yada. Okay, all right.
Wow.
I think it's pretty funny that he totally trolled him like that. He totally just busted in, kicked in the door, was like, yeah, no.
That is pretty funny. Like, yeah.
I don't think it's a dick move. I think it's funny.
No, it's a dick move for sure. But yeah, it was meant to be a dick move.
We talked about the Netflix fiasco.
Yeah, the password dealio.
A couple shows ago, when we talked about them cracking down in the last show, 168, about them cracking down on sharing your password.
Sharing. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and they're doing it the way I thought they'd do it. You know, obviously IP addresses are regional and local certain areas, so they know where the signal's coming from or going to. So, yeah.
Well, according to VanityFair.com, the Squid Game reality show. Now, I don't know if you remember, about a year or so ago, I was talking about this series they had from South Korea, the Squid Game.
Yeah.
It was a weird kind of, it was like a documentary type thing, but it wasn't really a documentary. It was like a series. It was like a movie about these people from South Korea who were on this like weird game show where you could die, you could win a bunch of money. It was a weird thing. Well, now they have a Squid Game reality show, but reportedly it's rigged and it's a traumatic mess.
A traumatic mess.
Okay. Some contestants are considering legal action against Netflix and the show's production studios for alleged workplace safety violations, negligence, and false pretenses.
Okay.
This show, following the fictional premise, the challenge asks 456 players to participate in Squid Game-inspired contests, plus new events in pursuit of a $4.56 million cash prize. Now, according to Netflix in a press release, the stakes are high, but in this game, the worst fate is going home empty-handed. So they're not saying you're going to die, like, you know, on the original show.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing.
But apparently, they've had some problems with the temperature, the weather, and all these other things, all these other problems, and they're trying to cover it up. And when somebody got hurt, They were trying not to send aid to those people because it was going to ruin the shot of everyone else that was in the scene.
Okay.
So those people had to wait. And then if somebody was injured, they put a coffin over there and like crews and pink jumpsuits stood in the way so you couldn't see the body, so it would preserve the rest of the scene.
Interesting.
Yeah, the whole thing sounded real weird.
Right.
It sounded like a psy-op, you know, psy-op or something.
Who knows? Yeah.
It was a good show. It was a good series. It was a good show. It was all in Korean, but, you know, they had it dubbed over, or you could read the subtitles if you wanted. Very popular. They did very well.
It was on Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. I just heard about it.
The contests were fully mic'd up and often the rules bent in their favor, while most eliminated contestants were given dummy microphones.
Nice.
Only 228 of the 456 participants advanced to the next competition. It wasn't really a game show. It wasn't a TV show. We were basically extras in a TV show. Instead of Squid Game, some are calling it Rigged Game. Instead of Netflix, they're calling it Netfix.
Nice. So, are they saying there's like 10 or 20 people that are supposed to be part of the game and everybody else is extras and they just knock them out?
I guess so.
Yeah, they have a certain group of people they want to actually be in the game to compete, but these beginning, you know, play games, they just get rid of the people they don't want. So be it.
This is that's pretty funny stuff. I think it could be a psyop. I think it could be a study in how these people react to the fact that they're not really in the game show. Like, maybe this is the real game show right now.
Right.
I think that's pretty funny stuff. Let me look here. Mike, somebody stole your monkeys.
Uh-oh. I always wanted the monkey.
Yeah, in Dallas, somebody stole two monkeys from the zoo.
Yeah, they were tamarins, from what I remember, which are about... They're smaller than this. Somebody. What's that?
They arrested somebody in it.
Yeah, well, it was obvious that it was somebody doing it. Any connection to the zoo or just a random public person?
They say Davion, this is according to AP News, so it must be true. Davion Irvin, 24, has been charged with two counts of burglary to a building in connection with the cutting of the enclosure fences for a clouded leopard and langured monkeys. This is according to police spokesman Kristen Lohman, said during a news conference, the langur monkeys didn't escape and weren't harmed. The leopard did, but was later found safe in its pen. The funny thing is, as I looked at his mugshot, he looks like he could be related to him.
To the monkey?
Yes.
Or the leopard. Yeah. What was his name?
Davion.
Davion? Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny stuff. They said they arrested Irvin after receiving a tip that he had been seen near animal exhibits at the Dallas World Aquarium. So this is a guy who's stealing animals, and he obviously has a racket going or something.
Is he stealing them, or is he just opening the cages and letting them free?
After getting a tip, police found the small monkeys named Bella and Finn on Tuesday in the closet of a vacant home south of the zoo.
Really? So is he like a homeless guy getting into the zoo?
I don't know.
In a vacant house. Interesting. I heard somewhere that somebody, I don't know where, but somebody, like one of these animal activists, went to a mink farm and let loose 40,000 mink into like the neighborhood. And they were everywhere. And cars were like killing them by running them over by like the hundreds.
So these were the people that are supporting saving wildlife. They released a bunch of. Okay, this makes sense.
Into the wild and probably killed them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just making sure I understood who was the responsible party there. That's.
People are stupid. And you hear that Ringling Brothers is coming back?
Mike is number two. People are stupid. Mike is number two.
You hear that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is coming back?
Well, just Ringling Brothers, not the Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No animals.
After a 5-year hiatus, no animals.
No animals. I don't think you can have clowns in clown type makeup because you're offensive to drag queens now because you've got the makeup on. So you can't do that anymore. You can't do the trapeze anymore either because that's not fair to the people who are scared of heights. So it's not fair that you should be able to do that. What else do they got? A tiger? Can't have a tiger?
No, there's nothing.
Can't have a lion tamer because you can't be out there whipping animals.
No. Yeah. So it's like Cirque du Soleil now.
No longer 17 clowns piling out of a Hyundai.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, what's left? They're going to have Cirque du Soleil. Well, if I want Cirque du Soleil, I can go pretty much anywhere and see Cirque du Soleil. Why do I have to go to the Ringling Brothers to see it?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. That used to be a big deal because they're located. Yeah. Their winter home is in Florida, in Sarasota, and they would, one of their first stops would be Orlando in Central Florida, and they would take the train with all their animals on the train. And part of the get up, the setup was they walked the animals like down the street in downtown Orlando. Here's the elephants and shit coming by. And that was a big deal.
Yeah. And what's funny is the railroad tracks in Orlando are over on OBT, over by the Parliament House. And they would walk the animals through freaking Paramore.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It was community outreach.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So are you going to go? Are you going to go to the circus?
Dingley Brothers now. Now. Not when there's Monster Jam. You know, where am I going to spend my money? Go to the circus with no circus or go to Monster Jam?
Explain to people what Monster Jam is, for those who don't know.
Monster trucks. You know, Grave Digger, the Zombie, all those things. Maximum Destruction, Xander's favorite. And they just put on a show with these massive, huge trucks. Go to YouTube, look up Monster Trucks, Monster Jam. It's loud, but cool. The kids like it.
Yeah, I used to take Trey every year. I took all the kids a couple times. And what you would do is you'd have to buy tickets like midnight, the night of the event you're on, for next year.
For the next year.
Yeah. And but you got good seats. You got the whole thing. Now, there's not a bad seat in the place, you know, because the trucks are so friggin' big and stuff. But
it's a stadium.
It's a good time, especially if you have kids. You're right. It's a...
The first time I ever went, they had discount tickets. It was at the Orlando Citrus Bowl, and they had discount tickets at the little Mickey Mouse store at Disney. So somewhere in, not the casting booth, but like over in one of the buildings, they had a little store where you could just buy Disney stuff, and you can get Monster Jam tickets. So I got 3 Monster Jam tickets, $10 each instead of the 25 or whatever they were before Ticketmaster had all these outrageous freaking fees. And it was great. We went, and it was a little chilly night, and it was a section just for Disney people. You could tell because like the person behind me is wearing a Tigger jacket, and someone's got a Mickey Mouse shirt on, and the whole section was just people who got these discount tickets from Disney. Not big mistake, but a very odd mistake, because you get down to like the concourse area where the other people are, and like all you saw was camouflage and bright orange, and it was very Biflo-esque, very very different scene down there in the concourse than it was up in our little haven of Mickey Mouse shirts.
Did you see many women with a dip in their mouth?
Yes, yeah, the wife beaters. You know, extra large wife beater with the boob hanging out the side.
Where's there guys that were obviously half the way to their wife?
Yeah, yes. With pants drawn up but no butt.
Were there like 3 or 5 kids in tow, one of them missing a shoe, all had dirty faces?
Yes, dirty faces and wife beaters also in flip-flops. Wearing 2 left flip-flops and the other one was wearing 2 right flip-flops.
Were any of the kids on a leash, like you occasionally see in theme parks?
No, I didn't see that. But yeah, a lot of flannel shirts, a lot of camouflage, a lot of bright orange ball caps, and yeah, different stuff like that. It was a different world down here in the concourse.
Nice, I like it. I like it. Lots of what's the outfitters that they have with the camo and stuff.
Oh,
Realtree. Everybody's wearing Realtree or something.
Some Browning. Yeah, Browning. And what's the other one? Carhartt.
Yeah.
Cabela's. Cabela's. Bass Pro Shop.
You ever been in a Cabela's, dude? You ever been in one of those?
I've been in a Bass Pro Shop. Never been in a Cabela's.
It's like, well, they're the same company now.
Yeah.
It's like Bass Pro Shop. It's like, what were the retail stores you're familiar with, like Sears and JCPenney and stuff?
Yeah,
and you have Nordstrom,
right?
That would be like Bass Pro Shop is Sears and JCPenney, and Cabela's is Nordstrom.
Okay, or Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
The Bloomingdale's of Bass Pro.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's got nice shit in there. I mean, I would love to have that shit, but I won't even pay Bass Pro Shop prices for some shit. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, and
Bass Pro Shop has some decent prices on things.
No, I know, but you know, now if I made my living at it, or I was real avid hunter, fisherman, whatever, yeah, you know, right. I could see the value in that. But no, yeah, Cabela's is nice shit. I have a friend of mine who he was entered something online or something for Cabela's, one of these win this shit here, win a $5,000 gift certificate or whatever. And he was like, yeah, right, all right, whatever. And he won. He won $5,000 to Cabela. So what he ended up doing was, this was before, this is going back when the internet was first starting to come around as a thing. I'm talking like 02, 04.
I didn't even know Brass Pro Shop was a thing in 02.
Yeah. So being they didn't really have a big web site presence that he could order stuff from, there wasn't one near his home. So he had to fly to where they had a Cabela's, wherever he flew to. Then he had all the shit that he picked out shipped to the house. So when he got home, all his shit was there. He didn't have to mess with it. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess you could probably do some damage with $5,000 in a store like that.
Yeah. You know, hell, they even sell boats. That'd be a nice down payment on a boat.
What would you buy for $5,000 at a place like that?
I would buy a boat.
You're not buying a boat in a place like that for $5,000. This is a little John boat.
Yeah, well, you can get something better than a John boat, but you get something in between, you know?
I don't know, dude. Some boats are pretty expensive, dude. I have a friend of mine has a fishing boat, Gino. Yeah. Those boats are like 20, 40, 60, 80, however high you want to go. That's how much
they are. Yeah. Now, it used to be like back in the 90s, it was like $1,000 a foot. So if you wanted like a 23-foot boat, it would cost you $23,000. Yeah, that number doesn't work anymore. So
if you negotiated a deal down, they cut off part of the boat?
It would cut it in half, down the middle.
50% off sale?
Can I get a port side, please?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure I don't miss anything on our alien update. Because there was quite a few. We had quite a few past couple of shows. I just want to make sure I didn't miss. We talked about Musk. All right, we talked about that. We talked about that. I have some funny stuff for our next show. Our next show will be coming up here shortly.
Ah.
Well, shortly. What I mean is, if you're listening to this show, 169, make sure you tune in to 170. Because I got some exciting stuff for 170. I got McDonald's might be pulling out of California.
Well, it makes no sense for anybody to be in California, but they do it.
Foot and mouth disease, which I thought there was an article about Kamala Harris. Foot in mouth. It's foot and mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing like kids get. Hand, foot and mouth, all these.
Florida's deadly beaches will come up in the next episode, too. Florida has some of the deadliest beaches in the United States.
Okay, well, because they're open year-round, or people go to them year-round. You know, when you got a beach in New Jersey that's open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's what, 90 days, if that? You know, or, you know, visited for 90 days.
Then I'm going to have something you don't see every day in 170. Something you don't see every day. It's a video in Japan, they have these restaurants that have the, they have like a little conveyor belt next to all the tables or next to the stool, your stools at a bar, or you sit, the sushi rolls and stuff comes rolling by. And when you take it, that'll just be added to your bill. You take it right off the thing, right off the line. It's been big for a while like that. Well, there's an individual licking and spitting on stuff and putting it back on the line as it goes. Yeah, dude, that's something you don't see every day. So
yeah,
make sure you rush over to 170 to see that video. But it brought me to question, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you ever spit or in put bodily fluid on something when you were serving somebody something?
Believe it or not, the amount of restaurants and supermarkets I've worked in,
I couldn't bring myself to do that. That you can get arrested, you can get charged criminal.
My ex-brother-in-law, my sister's first husband, hated his boss. He worked at a car manufacturer in their R&D. He worked in quality control and warranties, and hated his boss. and we were down in Times Square in the city once, and they had like drops that you can get to like help with your erectile dysfunction. This was back in the 80s. I'm sure it was all bullshit, like a Spanish fly type thing. And he bought some to put in his boss's coffee. And his best friend was like, dude, if you get busted, that's like, you can go to jail for that. And that was in the 80s, you know, when people didn't give a crap about anything. That, you know, that was the law. So I can imagine now, you know, but
he got caught.
Oh, my brother, my ex-brother-in-law?
Yeah.
No. I don't even know if he ever did it. I know he bought it, and I didn't follow up on the story because, you know, I really didn't give a crap. But yeah, that was his intention, was to buy these, you know, boner drops and put it in this guy's coffee.
Yeah.
But he eventually got fired for, you know, going fishing while he was supposed to be working on the clock.
We're going to have more stories about that, because I got a story for you on that stuff. Something you don't see every day. Well, in 170. So if you're done watching this one, by the way, make sure you like, subscribe, all that stuff. Click on those
notifications.
But go ahead and click over to the next show, 170, because we're going to talk about that some more there at 170. Yeah. All right.
All right, man.
See you in 170.
Till next time.